Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Hello, everyone. This is Amy Loboda reporting from Fort Myers, Florida, and my guest today is Dr. Peggy Chabrian, president and founder of Women in Aviation International, a nonprofit organization with the mission of encouraging and inspiring women to follow their dreams into careers in aviation and aerospace. Dr. Chabrian, congratulations on a successful 20th anniversary conference. We heard that nearly 3,000 people participated in the event. How does it feel as someone who has always been an innovator being at the helm of a 20-year-old organization now?
Well, thank you, Amy. The question's a little awkward to answer because it makes me feel old to start with. but basically, it's also very comforting and to know that the organization has made it to its 20th year, and just to have seen the tremendous growth and the support the organization has received over the years from the aviation industry, from all aspects of it, and to see the membership grow and all the individuals that we've interacted with over the 20 years, it's been a wonderful experience.
Tell me a little bit more about how the conferences work. Why do you get so many people at these conferences?
I think one of the reasons for the success of the annual Women in Aviation Conference is that it does bring together people and topics in the education sessions and other educational programs we offer from all different areas of aviation, whether you're talking the aviation industry in terms of commercial airline or general aviation or military or business aviation. Even beyond that, it includes people who might be a pilot, an aviation maintenance technician, an air traffic controller, an airport manager, and everything in between, educators, authors. It just brings together this great group of people, whereas a lot of other aviation organizations and conventions, and I go to a lot of them, are very specific. They might be just for pilots or just for air traffic controllers. And Women in Aviation brings these folks together from all these different areas.
Okay, so you're bringing a real cross-section of the industry together. But when they get together, what is it they're doing together at the conference?
Oh my, there is a lot of energy, a lot of spirit, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of networking, a lot of mentoring that happens. You might sit down at a table at a lunch or banquet or a session and sit down with somebody who might work for the FAA or work for NASA or just a brand new student pilot, maybe just getting started. But all the folks that are there want to share what they're doing, but also want to help those that are, particularly those who are just getting started in aviation, whether it's as a hobby or particularly as a career, and to help them reach their next goals, whatever those might be. The other opportunities at the conference include with the exhibit hall, a chance to see and products and services from different aviation companies. Also, a lot of the companies who exhibit are there hiring, so they've got their HR folks, people bring their resumes, there's some preliminary interviewing that can go on. So those are some of the things that happen during the conference itself.
Well, I understand from the FAA perspective that there are education sessions and teacher workshops as well that people can attend. Now, that's hard to do when you've got such a big cross-section. Tell me a little bit about how the education sessions and the teacher workshops got started at the conferences.
All right. Well, the teacher workshop, I'll start with that one. Early on in the starting of the conference called Women in Aviation, which later became the organization, there's always been an involvement working with local teachers to encourage them to use aviation in their classroom. My background also includes aviation education, so there's always been an interest there personally as well. But we do each year with the conference, working with the FAA, invite teachers from the local city, wherever the conference might be, to come to this free half-day seminar and learn about how they can use aviation in the classroom as a motivator for math, science, to talk about careers. And then in the afternoon, they're given a pass to go through the exhibit hall as well. We also have a lot of our own attendees who may or may not be a teacher per se, but who work with in their job or just as an individual or maybe through one of our chapters, who go out into the local schools and talk about aviation. Again, maybe it's learning to fly, maybe it's about a career, for some other topic, or they might work with a local Girl Scout troop or Aviation Explorer group about working towards their aviation merit badges. So there's a lot of synergy there that flows out of that teacher workshop experience. We also have each year an FAA safety seminar. Different years we've had different sponsors for that. This past year, AOPA worked with us, and it's usually always a part of the FAA Wings program, so people can participate, whether it's a local pilot or one of our attendees, and participate as part of the Wings program, as I said. And then, oh my goodness, the education sessions. We had this year 51 different education sessions. They covered all kinds of different topics from, and I'm just kind of glancing at this year's, we had conversations with your mechanic to improve flight deck troubleshooting, anatomy of an accident, owner maintenance rights and responsibilities, human factors in aviation, and night flying, operational hazards and physical limitations. Some of these seminars and sessions are actually provided by FAA employees as well as other folks from throughout the industry. There was even one on FAA career qualifications. So there's such a big variety that there's always, something there for anyone who would attend the conference that would fit into their interest or their expertise.
Well, you also had a maintenance recurrency training for IAs, is that correct?
That's correct. It was a day-long FAA maintenance recurrent training seminar that was sponsored by AWAM, the Association for Women in Aviation Maintenance, and those who attended actually received their certificate of completion that they could take to their local flight standards district office and be renewed for another year for their maintenance certificate.
So there's a lot of different things going on there, and depending on where you come at it from a different part of aviation, you could certainly get some continuing ed credits or at least bring that to your superior and say, yes, I have been trying to better myself in my job.
Yes, and in fact, for FAA employees, they can. The FAA's HR department in Washington, D.C. has approved the Women in Aviation Conference education sessions and professional development seminars as part of an FAA employee's professional development experience so that they can attend and use it for their continuing education credits, as you say, or professional development requirements.
Now, you talked a little bit about outreach, and you talked about some of the synergy through the teacher workshops, but Women in Aviation is not just this conference. Women in Aviation, if I understand it correctly, has a series of chapters all over the world now, and you do outreach outside of the conference through those chapters. Is that right?
Oh, yes, definitely. We have right now 55 chapters around the world. A lot of them are located here in the U.S. at colleges and universities that offer aviation programs, but others are made up of professional aviation folks or local pilots who might form a chapter in their area all around the country and, again, all around the world. And the international part of Women in Aviation really seems to have been taking off in the last 2 years particularly, and with next year's conference, we're going to even make that one of our focuses with our theme.
When did chapters start for Women in Aviation? When did that come into the organization?
Well, I'm going to go back just a little bit further even. This all started with a conference only back in 1990 in Prescott, Arizona, through Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and then was run for an additional 4 years through Parks College of St. Louis University. And starting with about 150 people, and in 5 years' time had grown to about 500 attendees at the conference, people began to ask, well, how could they join the organization? Well, it was a good question, because there wasn't one at the time. But that was kind of the impetus to look at the feasibility of starting an organization like this. And so in March of 1995, at the sixth annual conference, we announced the formation of this new organization, Women in Aviation International. And within a year's time, the first chapter started actually at Purdue University under the auspices of Gary and Marianne Eif, two of our founding board members.
Dr. Chabrian, that is so interesting. We're going to take a break here and come back with Dr. Peggy Chabrian and guest host Amy Lobota to Managing Safety.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Lobota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to Managing Safety. I'm your guest host, Amy Lobota, editor of Aviation for Women magazine. And with me today, I have Dr. Peggy Chabrian, president and founder of Women in Aviation International, a nonprofit organization with the mission of encouraging and inspiring women to follow their dreams into careers in aviation and aerospace. Dr. Chabrian, where we left off, you were talking about international outreach. Now, you told me that Women in Aviation International is a worldwide organization and that you do have chapters overseas. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yes. Well, some of the chapters are in Canada. In fact, we have 6 chapters in the country of Canada. But we also have chapters now in England, in Ireland, in Dubai, in Nairobi. So the chapters are varied and throughout the world, and as I mentioned a little earlier, we would like to expand our chapter program, particularly internationally, to work with women in these countries. They look to us in America as being way ahead in terms of women's involvement in aviation and trying to help them reach their goals in their own countries. And I think through these chapters, opportunity for these ladies and men to meet on a regular basis and to help each other, to provide whether it's support or just ideas or contacts that will help them to grow in their career, and also to encourage other young people, particularly in their countries, to consider aviation as a career opportunity. And chapters, I think, are one of the best ways to do that. And they're local. There's more interaction throughout the year. It's great to come to a convention, you know, but it's only once a year. These chapters are the lifeblood, if you will, and the year-round part of Women in Aviation International.
Can you tell me a little bit about where Women in Aviation International members can get together? Let's say that they don't have a chapter nearby them.
Well, they can do it online through our through our chat lines on our website. They could also, there's a European Women in Aviation conference that happens usually in the fall. This year it'll be in September in Italy. So there are those opportunities. If they can't make it to the international conference, they can also go online looking at our magazine. We have, it's now available digitally, Aviation for Women magazine, so that they can see what other folks are doing in the organization and just throughout the world in aviation, and hopefully receive some encouragement and some ideas that they might use in their own countries.
I recently saw that Women in Aviation International had a Facebook page.
Yes, that's another, thank you. It's so new, I forget about it sometimes. But yes, the Facebook is an excellent way to interact and post your information or ask questions or see what's happening, and it's very current live interaction.
Tell me a little bit about next year's conference agenda. When is it going to be?
Next year's conference will be February 25th through the 27th, and we're going to Disney World down in Orlando, Florida. And our theme will be tied into one of the Disney rides, actually. It's a Small World. And really trying to say that in today's times, and especially in aviation, it is a very small world. You think about, you know, what air travel has provided to us, and we want to feature and showcase, if you will, the women who will be attending the conference next year at our event with special recognition, special event in their honor.
Is this event just for women?
Oh, definitely not. Even though our name is Women in Aviation International, men have always, since the very beginning, since the first conference, since the organization began, have been a very important part of this organization. In fact, about 15% of conference attendees are men, and about 8% of our membership are men. So we certainly encourage men to participate and be part of our efforts as well.
Well, then basically what you're telling me is that it's not just Women in Aviation International and advocating for women, but actually advocating for diversity in aviation and aerospace that you do?
That's true. And one good example, I guess, would be our scholarship program. It's been probably one of our biggest success stories. Over our 15-year history, we have awarded over $6 million in scholarships. This year alone, we awarded approximately $460,000 in scholarships. And any of our members, men and women, are eligible to apply. And in fact, the last several years, we've had one or two men who've won some of the scholarships. So it's a tremendous opportunity. We encourage young people, men and women, to get active in aviation, to consider it as a career. And we're very fortunate to have many men who participate very active in the organization as volunteers, our sponsors, our exhibitors, and members in general. We even have chapter presidents who are men. So it's very open, and just trying to support, like you said, aviation diversity in the industry and being a part of this exciting group.
Where do I find out more information about Women in Aviation International?
Probably the best place, the easiest place, would be our website, which is wai.org. Also through our magazine, if you'd like to request a copy, Aviation from a Magazine, you can call our offices, 937-839-4647.
That's 937-839-4647. And the website again is www.wai.org. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Chabrian, I can't tell you how wonderful it was to spend some time with you this afternoon at Managing for Safety. We are so pleased to have you here, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Amy.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.